Hi, good evening, everyone. How are you this evening? This is Angie B, Letter from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood. I'm a little congested, but the heat has been on, and it's been a hot one this week. But I'm glad you're able to join this evening. Again, Angie B, Letter from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood, and this is a special edition for this Friday. And I'm going to be saying happy Father's Day, happy pre-Father's Day to all the dads out there. You guys rock. I want to say happy Father's Day to my love of my life, my husband. He's been a wonderful father, a father to many, a father to his 11 children. We've had 11 beautiful children that we've taken the time to raise and cultivate, but this is his weekend. This is his weekend. So if you are a father and you're listening, I want to say happy Father's Day to you. It's hard being a father. I'm not a father, but watching my father and watching my father-in-law who are not with us, they have went on and passed on. And that's pretty hard for me this weekend to think about my dad and my father-in-law, who was just a father. They were just tremendous fathers. They loved us. They cared for us. They poured into us. They spent time with us. And it's just a really hard time knowing that those times that I really would love for them to be around, they're not around. Loving them, missing them. But if you're a father and you're listening today, you are so loved on today. You, all the things that you have done, the sacrifices that you've made, you put yourself on the back burner for your children, for your family. You've taken jobs that you didn't want to take. But you took those jobs because you were trying to provide for your family. You were trying to provide for your children. The fathers that take the time out to go spend time with your children. You go fishing with your sons. You go on coffee outings with your daughters. You go to games. You take the time out to show your kids how to do different things. If you're a new father, a brand new father, congratulations to you if this is your first Father's Day. You have a journey. You have a journey. I want to encourage you today. Although it may seem like it's a hard thing being a new dad and you're confused and you're wondering what does the future hold? What does the future hold for your child or your children? Those fathers who are out there not only providing for one child, they're providing for more than one child. They're actually there and present. Time in real time. Those fathers who are single dads, you are taking care of your children without a without a mate, without a wife. You may be a widower. So many dynamics to being a father. Just so many dynamics. I'm just at a loss for words. So many dynamics to be a father. But if you're doing any of these things and you know that you're trying your best. You're trying your best. I encourage you to keep moving. I encourage you to keep pushing. I encourage you to keep loving. You know, you're going to look forward to these different phases with your children. I'm letting you know that right now. You're going to have different phases with your children. They'll be babies, and then they'll go into toddlers. And then they'll go into preteens, and then they're going to teens. Ugh! They may make choices that, you know, that you don't like. They may steer away from things that you've taught them. They may take another direction. But don't count it as a loss for you and the work that you've done for them and the things that you've put into them. They've got to go their own journey. They've got to go their own way. I am just so at a loss for words for this recording. I'm at a loss for words because, again, I'm really going through the grieving again of my father and my father-in-law and a lot of father figures. I've lost a few father figures this year. It's been challenging. It's been hard. But if you still have your father, your dad, if he's still in your life, if he's still there to give you guidance, if he's still there to love on you, if he's still there to call, to text, if you're working with your father, if your father happens to be over in the service, but he's still here, and present, real time. Those are things to be so appreciative of today. And if your father is here and you're estranged from your father, I don't know what the situation is or what brought you to that point. It may be a situation that none of us will ever understand, but only you understand. But if it's something that can be worked out and talked about and talked through, then yeah, for those of us whose father's not here, I think it's worth the time. I think it's worth the conversation that you can have just to clear it out and to make things right. I think it's worth the time if he's a good father. It's worth the time to take the time out to take him fishing and just go to breakfast and say, you know what? Maybe we can shoot for better. Maybe we can try for better. But I just want to encourage all the dads out there. You may be a stepfather. You may be a stepfather who married a woman with children, and you have taken on the responsibility of being a father figure for them. Kudos to you, because everyone can't do that. Everyone can't and doesn't have what it takes to become a stepfather, to be able to love someone else's children. So take the time out to wish your father and all the men who are father figures. If you have a pastor who is a father figure, an uncle who is a father figure, your granddad who is still here, take the time to love on them, to appreciate them, to let them know how much that they're loved, how much that they're appreciated, how much that they are needed. Sometimes as men become fathers, you know, and they, you know, they just, you know, it's a scary thing to become a father, because you're thinking about your children and what they will be like and what can you do. And you may have, you know, you may feel like you've fallen short. Take the time to reflect on this weekend for Father's Day. It's so essential and it's so important. Father, sometimes, yeah, I've heard so many people say it. I've even heard my husband say it. He said, oh, Mother's Day is such a big celebration. But Father's Day doesn't get as much accolation as Mother's Day. I don't know why that is. I honestly don't know why that is. I think that maybe so many people have used the term of deadbeat dad, and so many, and there have been a lot of fathers who have left their children, and they don't want to be a part of their lives. So many grandfathers who have left and don't want to be grandfathers in their grandchildren's lives, you know, because they're father figures. And it's been such a hard, hard thing for the father. And if you're a father today, again, and you have strayed away from your children, you have children, you don't take care of your children, you don't love on your children, and something has happened, maybe something happened between you and the children's mother, but it may not be too late. I'm not in your situation. I'm not here to judge, but maybe it's not too late to go and say, you know what, let me take the time out to take care of my children, start taking care of my children. If she allows you to take care of your children, then take the time to take care of your children. Send finances if you're not taking care of your children. I see so many aspects to Father's Day. So many aspects to Father's Day. So many aspects to Father's Day. And again, if you are grieving your father on this weekend, maybe now is the time to write a Dear Dad letter. Maybe some things happened before your father passed away that you didn't have a chance to resolve. Maybe write a letter and to give some closure, to say, Dad, you know, I know that we didn't have the best relationship, but I clearly and I dearly miss you. And maybe clear some things out of your heart to bring closure for yourself on this weekend. Or maybe go to the funeral, to the cemetery. Because remember, someone will be burying their father on this weekend. Someone will be. They will be burying their father. And it's going to be such a hard, hard time. So there are so many aspects to this Father's Day. So many fathers were lost at war. So many fathers have passed away from COVID. They won't get a chance to spend this weekend with their children. They won't. They won't have that opportunity. But if I haven't said anything else, find love, find peace, find gratitude, find forgiveness. If all these things are needed on this Father's Day to connect, to love, to show appreciation, all those things that sometimes we don't do for our fathers. There are some great men out there, some great fathers out there. Take the time out to find one today to just say, I love you, to just say, I appreciate you, to just say, everything that you've taught me, Dad, as a man, I appreciate. The fact that you stayed as a father. Come on now. Some men have walked away. They got tired. They got weary. And it's not an excuse, because there are a lot of men out here who've gotten weary, but they stayed. So I want to take the time out again to say, I love all you fathers out there, all you dads who are out there doing it. You're doing it. You're taking care of your business. You're doing it. Proud of you. So proud of you. And you ought to be celebrated on this weekend. This is your weekend. This is your weekend. So dads, find time this weekend to love, reflect, and take a chill pill. Don't do anything. Don't work. Just take the time out for yourself. Go fishing. Just take some time out for yourself this weekend to unwind and to love on you. So again, this is Angie B, 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood. I hope that you were able to grab a cup of tea with me on this evening and unwind. And if you are a father or listening to me on this evening, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in as I share this conversation with you guys. I bid you guys love, happiness, and peace on this weekend. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.